Last time on Paint It Black.
He received a donated penis from a deceased relative.
So every time he jerks off, he's jerking off with, like, Uncle Mumbatu's dick.
Uncle Mumbatu.
How does your mother sound?
That's my
Be wary friend. When you're walking down the streets of that awful city you would inhabit.
Dreadful thing to happen.
Some peasant got struck by a piece of building wood. See, now I'm just hearing her like a old southern plantation owner. Hand me another mint julep.
Yeah. There's some bad juju up in Manhattan.
It's powerful hot out.
Yeah. All black all the time. What are you giving away? Chicken over there?
Lou enjoyed that way too much.
Let's let Lou enjoy that.
Yeah.
There's a series of stores down south right now that have been causing commotion because they've been posting.
That free chicken
you almost.
Big Roselle. Mario seems to be taking it to the pipe. He's in there and he's now in the water world.
Shut up. Stop it.
He got himself a fire flower.
That'll take him far in this, Neville.
Sorry, Mario. The princess is in another castle.
You'll have to go through another level.
Stop chuckling at Red Rocket.
No, you're right.
What it was.
We're talking about a coyote, and you're like, red he's rocket. Got a giant red rocket.
God damn it. No. I don't jerk off a lot of dogs, Lou. I don't really go right there.
You know, women, we have the dirtiest minds ever.
You guys fuck dogs, though?
What? No, what? No.
That's what we're talking about, right?
What? Yes. No. What?
People jacking off dogs.
Right.
Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
Got a little beer exchange going on pre-show here.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah. And in hindsight, we were just talking right before we started recording how Brian really held it together despite how high he was last week. I heard it a little bit in those clips.
Last Friday was basically me and Ken's 420. Like,
yeah, we don't celebrate 420 like punk-ass chumps. So we celebrated it, you know, the Friday that the NCAA tournament starts. We like to watch college basketball, eat wings, get fucking totally annihilated. And, yeah, I thought I was putting him down for the count. We took a shot of this fucking THC liquid. And
like a legit much, shot, like a shot glass worth.
Yeah, I pretty much said to you, I was like, goodbye.
That was college.
And the guy kept it together.
Final Paint It Black podcast of March. Last one. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Hey, what's up?
We got Lou.
Yo, yo.
The Stoolie. We got Ken. The Diddler. Yep. We got Jillian.
Hello.
Literal Jill. Yeah. All right. Take us into the news, please.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Paint It Black Studios, here is the news.
You still doing the fingers. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. I got to represent. It's the only thing that's lasted the entire span of the show.
That's
the
true.
The finger.
From the day that intro was made, you just was wiggling fingers ever since.
Yeah. It's a jaunty tune, you know? Like, what can you do?
All right, Pete with the news.
Yeah. All right, I take you now to Germany, where a social media company has created the best job ever. They have a company called Kaufmisch, which means buy me in Germany. Kind of, it's like the Yelp of the adult industry over there. So they are hiring a prostitute tester.
Can I apply for that job?
Yeah.
She's good to go in there, bro.
I don't speak a lick of German, but I do speak prostitute.
I'm fluent in horror. They're looking for a man or a woman who will review brothels throughout Germany, emphasizing service, cleanliness, and compliance with safe sex practices.
Is that legal over there?
Oh, yeah. Having a brothel in Germany is totally legal. But this is a way to kind of keep the quality up, they say.
It's going to be a really weird review to read any. Do they have any samples?
Well, yet, the one thing they have, that their ideal candidate should have one quality, and they should enjoy having fun with others.
That's not really easy in Germany.
Yeah, that's true, but also you have to attend bukkake parties and shit like that.
Okay, that's fun.
That's a Japanese thing, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, the Germans adopt all the
creepiness. They were in cahoots, though. In the 40s.
They've had some exchanges.
I like it, Lou. I like it. They were always in cahoots.
All right, here's a story that's similar to a lot that we talk about, the old sex in public. This time, a couple decided to have sex in front of a playground.
One question. Are they lean?
They are, they're lean-ish.
I saw this bitch and I instantly thought she looked exactly like the Predator.
Like the Predator?
Yeah.
She's got a five head, first of all.
You ever seen the movie Monster?
Yes.
Yeah,
of course.
She looks just like...
She looks like if Monster fucked Predator. Anyway, so these people decided to have sex in full view of a playground filled with children younger than 10.
Jesus.
That's fucked up.
They started next to a tree, then moved it to a truck with the door open. They were basically, she was bent over the passenger seat. When cops showed up, the woman tapped her boyfriend on the shoulder and said, "Shane, we're going to jail." All
right.
So it was Shane and Danielle. Gross.
We're not going to play the bail game that they got?
I would if it gave a bail. They were charged with lewd and lascivious behavior.
Life.
Life.
No one will see you guys.
It was Green Acres, Florida, so they were out with a song.
No drugs on them, huh?
They made a sandwich for the cop and were let go.
That's all it takes.
No drugs.
I would have thought methamphetamines, 100%.
Yeah.
You got to get high to bang that broad.
Gator tranquilizer, bro.
I know how he looked.
I saw that photo of him. I didn't feel like, oh, he's attractive. Well, I just want to think to myself that he could do better. Like, it just looks he could do better.
She was a gnarly bitch. He but definitely met her and was like, "You're one ugly motherfucker."
I wanna fuck you.
Boom.
Some dudes like ugly broads. It's a weird thing.
No one likes ugly broads.
There's every kind of like niche in porn. You don't think ugly is got to be
uglybroads.com.
Ugly has got to be.
No.
There's fat porn. There's shit porn. You don't think ugly
there's
is
amputee
one of them?
Porn.
Yeah.
There's ugly porn.
Yeah.
I want to see a homely broad get banged.
It's always the hottest of the weird.
The hottest of the weird?
The hottest amputee.
Like, oh, that's a sexy midget. Yeah. That's a sexy chick with no legs there.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to see a dumpy midget.
No, that's a sexy uggo.
Yeah.
But anyway, Ken brought up drugs. Let's do a story that involved drugs in the car. Local story, Long Island woman, claimed she was drugged and locked in a hospital psych ward for 8 days. It started in September when she was pulled over in Harlem, and the cops accused her of being high on marijuana. Turns out they found no weed in the car. But when she went to the station to get her vehicle back the next day, she was forcibly sedated and sent to a hospital as an emotionally disturbed person. Why, you ask? Because she claimed Barack Obama followed her on Twitter.
Well, he did.
He did. Still spent quite a little bit of time
what does that have to do
in
with
a psych ward.
Fucking anything. Who gives a goddamn fuck who followed her on Twitter?
Apparently that
she
was enough to lock her up, though.
She's a normal enough looking woman.
She basically looks like Mijon.
Yeah, a little bit.
So she went up there, threw a fit, said, "Barack Obama followed me on Twitter," and they fucking sedated her?
Sedated her and locked her in a psych ward.
Oh, the cops are just great today.
She also said she works at a bank, and they were like, nope.
Jesus.
Did she lie about that, though?
They said she was delusional and bipolar, and they kept her in treatment for more than a week.
That's crazy, a week?
Someone's got a lawsuit.
Oh, big time.
Took you like a decade to get it, though.
I do enjoy this. There's a site that says, does follow. So you could say, does so-and-so follow so-and-so? All you have to do is type in a name, and it says, yep.
Do people even care?
Do people care that this chick got locked up?
No, the who follows who? The website.
There's a website. I mean, I guess at least one dick.
I guess, yeah.
I wonder if Justin Bieber is following anybody.
Does Justin Bieber follow Drake?
You know, we get...
He's a whiny bitch, yeah.
Yes, okay, yep. Cool.
We get followed by some weird shit. Like, occasionally we'll get followed by a bot. And I'm not trying to be funny here. We got followed by an R2-D2 bot.
Beep, boop, boop, beep.
Every tweet is just like
beeps.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, boop. Like just like 1 an hour. I'm like,
really?
Yeah, and I'm why did
so I didn't want to follow the bot.
Yeah, are we following?
Why are we not following him?
Yeah, are we following him back?
Oh wait, no. wait. R2-D2 just said boop, 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 boop.
That's awesome.
I follow Groot and Hodor. Fascinating accounts.
Hodor.
I am Groot.
Hodor.
That's the best Twitter exchange I've ever heard. Anyway, this woman was spent 8 days in group therapy, dosed with lorazepam, lithium, and sedatives. She was released. Nobody told her why, and she got a $13,000 medical bill. And New York City's law department is now currently reviewing her lawsuit.
Yeah, they should definitely review that.
Yeah, it'll take them a little while to review that, though. They got other things to review first.
Why don't you just tweet her boy Barack?
Yeah.
No, Obamacare, Barack. I need it right now.
He should be able to do something. Right?
All she said was, my president's black and my Lambo is blue.
Mic drop.
Lock that bitch up.
He's obviously crazy.
There's no black president.
Hit it with the lithium.
Like one of those old timey spray bottles,
like Rick the Model Martel.
That was the only thing I was going to say to you. Was like, you know how the Rick the Model Martel. Like...
Speaking of wrestling, mm-hmm. Rey Mysterio killed a guy
in the ring.
Yeah,
who?
Perro Aguayo Jr.
Who the fuck's that?
Aguayo the dog Jr. Like
dog Aguayo Jr.
He's a dead man. That's what
he is. He's a 35-year-old guy who, after an in-ring accident in Tijuana. Died in the ring. He was hit. He went against the ropes, took a drop kick from Ray, snapped him.
Wait,
no, this is all fake, guys.
Ray
died.
Ray fell off. He's
going back in the casket match later.
Ray went from the WWE to fucking wrestling in Tijuana.
I'm sure that guy always wrestled in Tijuana. Like he would do like 6 days a week.
Yeah, he never left
WWF. 7 day Tijuana.
For like keeping it real.
$10,000 worth of prescription pills.
Okay, yeah, sure. They paid him in pills.
There is a video. I'm not going to play the video because it doesn't really show anything.
Yeah.
The guy goes up against the ropes. Ray hits him with a drop kick. Can't really tell when the guy goes limp, but the fight continues because nobody knows he's not faking it. And then they, yeah.
He even does, like, his specialty move, but because he's so low on the,
he got the top, ropes,
he just completely goes over his head.
He got the top rope and did the border jump, gave him the 1-2-3, and got out.
Well, the cause of death is reportedly cervical spine trauma caused by hitting the ropes.
Those tight-ass ropes. Those loose
tight-ass ropes. All right, next one. There's gold in your poop, apparently.
Don't start digging now, everyone. Wait.
There's gold in them there poop.
In them there poop. Lou, you're going to have to help me out with this one. But apparently, there is a river of poo under Denver, you know, where they funnel through the sewage, that's collecting sediment. And amongst that, a lot of precious metals.
Mm. Secondary gold rush, everyone.
You're not going to go, like, sifting through?
Never. No.
Not going to go panning for gold?
Never.
This is sewage produced annually by a million-person city contained $13 million worth of precious metals.
It's a lot of
precious
metals.
Get a pan right now. Some gloves.
You don't want none of that brown gold?
That brown dookie gold.
There's the yellow gold. There's black gold. Some precious brown gold right here.
They made their millions in brown gold.
Right.
Well, they say
the Browns. They're a very wealthy, well-known family in the Denver area.
The Denver Browns.
The Denver Browns.
We've made our fortune off of poop.
They all agree. The album Dookie is great.
We are nutty for it.
We're stinking rich. We're stinking. Literally stinking rich.
Some might find our jokes to be corny.
Sorry for the party humor.
No. Oh, we have fun.
Anyway, they call this amount of precious metals comparable to a lot of commercial mines. They say if you could get rid of some of the nuisance metals that currently limit how much these biosolids, how much we can use on fields and forests, and at the same time recover valuable metals and other elements, it's a win-win.
If I'm walking through a field and I fucking stumble upon this biosolid, I'm going to be quite upset.
You're not going to start digging through it looking for a nugget?
Nah, bro.
What's these other metals that they're
cleaning my shoes
There's
off?
There's gold! Gold in their mare poops!
What's the other metals are? They're just a nuisance to them.
I'm guessing poo?
Magnesium, iron, I don't know.
Iron, I mean...
I don't have the chemical breakdown to poo.
Poo. Right, I'm going to guess there's some magnesium in there. I'm just going to take
Would
a guess.
Would you not read the story beforehand?
I read it twice.
Chemical breakdown of poo, bro? Come on.
All right.
Where's that on the element chart? Shit.
It's right next to the noble gases.
Oh, very nice.
All right. Touché. Final news story. Utah brought back the firing squad.
Oh,
good
I
for
love
them.
It. I yeah. love it.
Yep, as an alternative method of execution when the lethal injection drugs are unavailable. Which
we are running.
I don't
low
know how
this.
I all feel. I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yo, is there a loophole? Like, let's say your choice, it's your choice of execution, right? So, like, what if you just chose something they were never going to do? Like, draw and quarter me.
It's not your choice
I was
of
thinking, like, they should bring you, a menu.
Yeah.
It's not your choice of execution.
It should be.
Yeah, I think if they have options, you get to choose.
No, I think it's the state's choice. But
oh, wait.
Lady's choice.
So this story does bring up that in other states, they do have other means of execution. In Washington State, inmates can request a hanging.
It's awesome.
I want to be sentenced to death by...
Death by chocolate.
Yeah. No, it's death by...
Death by amazing pussy.
Death by snoo.
Smite me.
The the back when they had the electric chair. It was,
like, I want to drink myself to death.
I order death by glory.
That's a firing squad.
How do you serve it?
Firing squad, yeah.
They'll start a war. Let me fight it.
I'll be the general.
They stopped the firing squads because, like, it messed up the firing squad.
Nah, they solved that.
They always said that they one gun contained blanks, so that every guy can just imagine he had the gun with the blanks.
Plausible deniability.
Right.
Pretty much.
Mm. And four of those bullets killed that guy.
Yeah. But nobody.
Yeah, they're like 8 feet away. There's like no chance of them missing.
Would you really have a problem with that, though? I don't think I'd have a problem.
I want to go down like a straight G. I'm like, yo, can you guys just all stand in a line and shoot me like that movie Scarface while you put me in a suit and I just cuss at you a lot?
I want to be like...
I want to get a big mansion. I want a lot of cocaine. We're just going to do the scene from Scarface.
Build me a guillotine.
No, I don't want... That's too much. That's too tense.
No, you know how I want to go out with like the noose around my neck standing on the gallows and at the last minute some dude runs in and shoots the rope out. We ride away.
You wouldn't die.
It's the good, the bad, and the ugly right there.
Hell yeah.
Wait, so you wouldn't die in that case then, right?
Shut up.
You wouldn't be. You
well, yeah, if there's clearly the way I walk out of that, I'd take that. Yeah.
This is not your fantasy, it's mine.
I want to die when. And then I end up on a horse.
Ride into the sunset.
I want somebody to save me.
Yes. In this scenario, it seems like you and he ride off into sunset and live happily ever after.
Oh, I off myself. Wait.
In this story, he is Brian. Too. Don't you fucking forget it.
Mm-hmm. Please. Brian couldn't ride a horse.
Man, if I had a dime for every time I shot out a lasso around Pete's neck, I'd be a millionaire.
We drank a lot back in the day. Found myself in a lot of trouble.
How
weird can you make things?
I once shot.
I'm like trying to figure this out.
I don't know. You and Brian have this weird love affair. This weird Western love affair.
You know he's gonna want something in return after that, right? Yeah,
Lou, I've been accused of having love affairs.
Why don't you?
What? Wrong clip,
Lou. I've been actually accused of having love affairs with everyone in this room but you. Now, do you feel a little left out?
No, I'm 100% okay with that. 100%.
Because Lou is such a homophobe, he would never have a love affair with a man.
I'm really not, but I think I could get a...
Lou hates a literal word gay.
I could get... I'm not homophobic, but I think I could get like a better looking gay guy than you.
His standards are too high.
You'd be a fuck puppet in the gay community.
You're not... You're
like 4'8".
You're too much of a bear. Yeah.
They have a term for you in the gay community. It's called the human condom.
You're a goddamn twink.
The only way you were getting laid is if you pay for it, Lou. The gays would toss you out of their community in a heartbeat.
Let's put Lou on Grindr. I'm okay. See what happens.
I'm down with it. Let's put Lou and Brian
on Grindr. Oh, damn. I bet I definitely snag more guys than you. Let's do it.
No, but it's...
You can tell they're smoking. There's a gay contest going on. You want to get gay, Lou? Let's do it.
This is the most epic game of gay chicken I've ever seen.
Yeah, who's going to get gay?
Like, we got an intro with that Game of Thrones shit. It's like...
I almost want to do it just to prove that I could win, but...
All right, here's what
we need.
I don't know how your wife would feel.
I'm not interested in the backlash of that.
No, she'd be cool. She'd be like...
I'm willing to see where this goes.
I got to prove to Cats I can definitely get more guys than him.
I bet
you. So I'll be on Grindr for the next month or two.
I give Cats 2-1 odds getting more wiener than Lou.
You're probably one of those wieners, though.
He's going to be big in the bear community. Ken's like, finally! Yeah. An excuse!
Yeah, I don't need Grindr.
He's like...
I go hang out under the bridge. I get all the dick I need.
That's where they hang out, those guys.
Under boardwalk.
Goddamn sodomites under the bridge.
Yeah, dude.
Bathroom stalls.
What do you think that song Under the Boardwalk's all about?
About teenagers having sex under the boardwalk.
It's about gay sex, guys.
All right.
This is going to really crush your self-esteem, Lil, bro. No gay guy's going to want to mess with you. I'm telling you.
I don't know, man.
Look at his hair. Look at his eyes.
I've got
his
a very lips. Exotic look.
Kissable lips.
Exotic?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
He's got the DSL.
Lil? You guys are, like, on, I don't know, like the creep level, I think, of gay.
Lil?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely.
What's Lil? That?
The mustache does it for you, I think.
Yeah.
What? That I'm on the creep level of being... Why are gay guys creeps, first of all?
No, no, you would be the creep.
You are.
Oh, I'd be the creepy gay guy?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, maybe, probably. I'd still score way more dick than you, Lou.
Yeah, Lou. Nah, bro.
Lou, I love the confidence, but I have to say that anytime I've been with Brian in the city in any of our gay areas, I do hold extra tight on him
because
guys check him out, and I'm like, I'm not his hag, I'm his girlfriend.
No, they're probably like, ooh, progressive, a mixed race couple.
I think Brian would be in danger because he'd find somebody with equal love of musical theater.
Yeah.
Like, he might fall in love.
I would fall in love. That'd be
yeah.
I would say, like, you're almost gay, except you don't like dick.
It was all... No, it's all, at that point, just hang with bros.
That like, one minor thing. Bros
at that point.
Everything else, like, the rom-coms, like, you what's really love...
Yeah, rom-coms are good. Yo, Luke, imagine, right, except for the sex.
Yeah.
Instead of your wife, you got to live with one of your boys. It's way better.
Wait, hold on. You just disrupted something, though, because Lou was about to give you a whole long laundry list worth of stuff that makes him a hater. So, go ahead, Lou. What else,
no,
what else
like, are you going to hate on? His rom-coms, his musicals.
So, mad people like rom-coms and musicals. That makes
not
him
a lot of dudes.
No, a ton of dudes.
Dudes like action flicks and titties.
That is true.
You can't
I'm not
like a broad... You can't like a broad range of array of things.
All right, listen. You two can go watch 10 Things I Hate About You. I'm going to watch like movie. The Expendables or something.
That's a really great film. It's Shakespeare,
what you're telling
damn
me
it.
Is you got the fucking attention span of a goldfish.
All I know what? Is that our friends and...
you fucking plebeian.
Our friends at, was it Old Man Orange podcast? They had a whole big thing about Expendables was nothing but, you know, drawing dicks on backs with like blowing load cocks.
Lou's like, when are they going to blow something up already? God.
He's a butch queer.
I love that. Lou, I love that you made yourself such a bro here, and you're an artist. I just never would.
Next week, Lou comes in with a handlebar mustache.
I'm not explosions and tits, I don't like the queer shit is what I just heard from you, basically,
in my
head.
He's going to be like Meatwad. He's going to show up next week with a butch mustache and a leather vest and be like, look how manly I am now.
I don't know what you're saying artist is like goes against that. I'm not a fashion designer.
No, it's that you've always struck me as someone I consider to be intelligent and enlightened and artistic, and I just heard explosions, tits.
What is having like an extreme love for 10 Things I Hate About You? How is that? You say you're that manly, like you don't even love 10 Things I Hate About You. That movie's fucking gay.
What are you, some kind of queer?
Real gay.
You don't like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? What are you, a homo?
Like those what movies.
But The Expendables was fucking terrible.
That's the gayest movie to ever exist.
It's just...
He hates Expendables.
I fucking hate
it. I do too. It was
action movie
awful.
That I thought of.
I hate watching Sylvester Stallone struggle to run.
Dude, he's a dead body reanimated with some kind of weird, strange voodoo.
Yeah, he's made of silicone. Fucking muscles.
All right.
Listen,
so
I love
that Weekend at Bernie shit.
I love that everyone here has such wide ranges, by the way. It's great that none of you guys just fit into a box.
There
so.
Is some fucking...
Congratulations. Yeah. You're deep and complicated human beings.
Well, by the time Brian's done with Grindr, he's never going to fit in a box again.
What in God's name, where did this go?
All right, so what's
go
up
to
next?
The next news story, next guys. News
we're done with news.
Oh, all right, no. That's a big chunk Lou's cutting out.
Yeah.
And you're like, you guys are gay.
This
that's
week's
news.
Episode.
You actually should keep all of that just for that last joke. I think that last joke deserved it.
This week's episode is going to be 30 minutes by the time he's done with it.
That wasn't that good, that last joke. Don't even worry about it. Cut it all. Cut it all. All
right.
All the damage, right?
Yes.
Well, Lou has a thing.
So I was looking for some new music because you guys are always like, all right, let's play the fucking Balderdash music. All like 30 minutes of it. So I want to run some themes by you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we're like judging them now.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. All right.
I got like six or so songs in here. They're kind of wacky.
Did you narrow this down from a larger selection?
Yes. So these are the best of.
All right. So these are like the finalists.
Yes.
All right, man.
I tried to go old school with it, like old school 80s. And that's the essentially the genre that we're listening to.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Contestant number one.
Mm-hmm. Balderdashing. Right.
It's Balder a bash. Dash. I love that Balder.
Oh, wait,
dash.
This went out of tune in a hurry. Balderdash. Balderdash.
This definitely sounds like one dude struggling to play three different instruments.
They're like, dude on the xylophone, keep up!
It's one cartoon octopus is what I was imagining. It's an octopus.
Gotta be.
All right, any thoughts?
It's awful.
It's Balderdash.
I actually dug it. I dug it.
All right, so keep that in your brain.
I fucking hate
that one's called song. Vibraphone.
Vibraphone.
Because they had a xylophone.
All right, contestant.
Vibraphone.
Contestant number two. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He does not look happy with you, Luke.
No, he doesn't.
What did you do to this guy?
He's a weird looking dude, but you know, let's keep it going. Here we go.
Oh damn.
Intense, right?
Little 80s. I'm picturing two cops on a speedboat. One of them can fly a helicopter and he's half black.
Bon Jovi-esque.
Miami Vice?
Too. Yeah, it's very Miami Vice.
This is a bootleg 80s sci-fi movie.
Yeah. This is Riff Trax. You've seen this definitely on Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, you guys are missing like clap, clap, clap.
True.
You think this could be his
new I'm liking it.
I really want to ask you why Boulder Dash is stuck in the 80s.
Can you make
in your mind?
Well, you know what? Because the questions are always some shit from like 20 years ago or so. You know, they're never current.
Well, can you come up with lyrics to that one?
I don't know.
You like you're the guy who likes to sing along, so I'm asking for your comfort.
If needed, I could create the lyrics to these things.
All right, so maybe that'll be the challenge once
be your good friend, Randy Newman.
You got a friend in me.
Give me the lyrics to every song, Randy.
Try me, Pete.
So that was...
I've been working steady for 40 years.
So that was Angel Academy.
What was your first hit?
Angel Academy.
And don't ever get old, Pete.
So if that was your favorite, keep in mind Angel Academy. Yep.
So far it's being out Vibraphone for me.
Vibraphone forever. All right,
contestant number 3.
Here's the next one.
Seen a lot of pornos that start with this exact song.
There's a picture of a rocket blasting off.
Bold. Go and get some ass. That's right, it's Boulder Day.
I was Boulder Day song. You heard about it. Blast.
Kind of like this one.
Yeah, I like he's doing
really
grooving.
Yeah.
She's got this.
We might have to have you lay down the
track.
That, yeah.
Sorry, Randy, you're not getting this job, it looks like.
All right. You don't have a friend in me. It's Barry White.
If you like that one, that's Rocket Max.
Ooh. That sounds like a definitely a racist word. You fucking Rocket Max.
That's something you scream at the Jetsons while you flip them off.
No, know. No, it's the Russians.
No, Max.
You fucking Sputnik.
You fucking Sputnik Russian Max. Or Rocket Max, I just
no,
said.
No.
Rocket Max.
Not Rocket Back.
Rocket Back.
No. This is Rocket Max. Like, to the max.
A rocket. Rock it.
No, you created a Russian slur called rocket backs.
Not like that.
For the cosmonauts.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Are there any more? How many?
Yes.
Okay, how many we got?
Like 3 more.
Nice. Okay, right. Contestant that number 4.
They're just getting better and better.
Yeah, definitely.
Most of them are by this very hairy looking dude.
He's angry. An
angry fucking face. All right, here we go.
And we're shopping at the mall, everyone.
Do your Japanese girl sound.
Yes! Yay! He said put the Boulder Dash! Yay!
Boulder Dash!
Boulder Dash is maximum power!
Come in and say, ooh, Boulder Dash!
I'm glad we're on the same page. This is totally Japanese, right?
I think that was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Had to be.
Mitsubishi's and Nissan's too, and also any other cars we do.
Okay. So that gem called the Incredible Shrinking Larry.
We could all like
what?
What?
We could all just take a nod around.
Yeah.
Not that one.
No, when we start doing Japanese game shows, that's what we'll do.
Unless you were about to spit
a rhyme. We don't have the award for intelligence. We punish ignorance.
Hey!
All right, here we go.
All right, contestant 5?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it's like a Mega Man game. Yeah.
Stare into this guy's eyes long enough, you can see a softness to his face.
You feel like there's an inner peace.
This sounds like a born F-Zero.
Seriously.
This guy's stuff is all fucking real groovy, though.
I know. Yeah. So I'm not really shitting on the guy. Like, it's very...
Nah,
it's,
he's got some groovy shit.
Yeah.
Although, this does sound like an anime end credit theme, yes. though.
Rocket Max is just the best thing I've ever heard.
It's F-Zero, man.
Play that Rocket Max again.
Wait till the last one.
Okay, I'll review it. That was Walter's Wonderland, if that really struck you as the theme.
Why does he always know what guy's name it is?
I don't
Shrinking
know.
Larry, Walter's Wonderland.
Hey, Angel.
Bill's you know Passage.
I think most of these were created as themes for, like, 80s...
Shows or and movies. And
or wrestlers.
Or, like, pilots to shows, and they just got, like, tanked or something.
All right, is this the last one?
Yeah, this is the last one.
All right, contestant number 6.
And if I remember, this could be my favorite one. So.
All right, let's hear it.
But it's only 40 seconds, so let's listen to the whole thing, because it gets really, like, sentimental-like at the end.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Do it.
It's like 80s old-timey music.
Changed my mind.
I'm back, Julian.
I just picture a lot of, like, people entering rooms with the names. Like, Wacky Larry.
Oh, this is the fucking theme song. When you found this song.
And Randy Newman's back on the stone. How you do, Julian? Gonna make the miracle we gone.
That's why you want this one. Don't even fucking bullshit me.
That last 5 seconds was just classic.
They played a Popeye song.
That's the whole reason that's his favorite.
No, it had a groove. And then
it didn't.
She bought my vote.
That was Reggae Sailor Holiday main theme.
That one.
Like,
all right, let's go around. Who wants what?
Yeah, do you remember the name of the ones you liked the best?
Sailor Pirate
Holiday,
Game Show
Reggae
Pineapple
guy.
Theme. That one? The last one.
So everyone liked the last
no.
one?
Rocket
no.
Max.
What about...
Yeah, the one that Pete was grooving out
jam.
To. The Slow
okay,
Jam
okay.
one.
So let me just go back to Rocket Max, since I guess those are the two finalists. And let's listen to them again real quick.
This one brings a sexy in.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Oh.
This one was the theme.
Oh. Yeah. It makes you want a Colt 45.
Nice, smooth. Colt 45.
I like this
exactly.
Too.
You could put the Resident Evil voices. I was like, enter through the door. Everything will be okay.
Welcome to Umbrella Corp.
You can sing better.
Welcome to Umbrella Corp. Have a nice day.
You're all going to die down here.
You're all going to die.
That's grim.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Yeah.
I hear you on the sex in this beat, but yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Everyone's going to die.
Love,
sexual healing. Sexual healing.
Balderdash.
Balderdash. Balderdash.
The T-Virus has been unleashed.
Balderdash. Balderdash.
All right. Okay.
Meltdown.
Let's go.
Time to go to Plan B.
I don't all know right. where you got Resident Evil.
Yeah.
It's evil. It's the evil song. You don't want to lose that.
That's sex. That's sex and music.
And once
evil.
Again.
Evil.
The other runner-up, Reggae Sailor Holiday.
Oh. Coconut Cream Puffs was the rest of the title. Shut, Randy!
I'm playing the piano, Jill!
Oh, God.
This fucking mix of a Randy Newman meets a Mario level meets the All in the Family theme.
This is very Mario. Just look at that gif that you sent us.
Maybe your ride's on Yoshi! He jumps off the back of Yoshi. He gets as high as he can be. And then he wins a level with the multiple points.
don't salute. Don't you salute that.
Sailor song, man.
Reggae sailor.
I really enjoyed the final, like, salute.
You gotta salute that shit.
Wow.
Salute your shorts.
So this is what I do in my free time. I do research.
Oh. All right, so we got to vote. Reggae Sailor.
Moonshine Cream Puff Coconut Pie.
Or the Rocket Max.
Or Rocket Max.
The Sailor one. Pineapple Cider.
Ken?
Yeah, pineapple guys.
Oh, Jill? Rocket.
I'm on Rocket. Lou, you're the tiebreaker.
Man. Because you know I'm going to say Reggae Pineapple Holiday.
Damn. All right. But at least it came down to a pretty decent split there.
Maybe we can switch back and forth, but you got to lay down some vocals back and
forth.
Well,
I'll do you one better. Let's use
Pineapple Island Tropic.
Let's use Reggae Pirate Monster Mash, and we'll save the other one for another segment at a later date. So make sure you don't get rid of that.
Yeah, I got it bookmarked. All right, so now, with the new and improved Balderdash.
Woo! Now make Balderdash lyrics, Randy.
You'll catch me at the end of the week with all the new lyrics to the theme song.
Now what you can't see is the dancing going on.
Yeah, there's a dance here now. And fake piano playing.
Randy has a star tonight.
Witch!
You gotta salute
the end.
There's a new thing in this room.
Can you draw Randy Newman in like
in a sailor costume?
No, no,
like an ill-fitting sailor
Randy
suit.
Newman as George Washington crossing the Delaware with all the other characters you want to put in the boat
with a piano too. He needs to be playing.
Yeah,
the piano.
He basically he's playing the piano.
Oh wow!
Standing up playing the piano. Crossing the Delaware.
And all the other guys are jumping out the boat.
No, all the other people are riding on the piano.
Oh, Jesus.
It is.
Randy Newman's got a piano.
He's a powerful woman here.
All right, so what's up papers. Now?
All right, little Balderdash Lou. Take us
Holy
away.
Holy shit, Balderdash. All
right. Right. I finally got to it.
And we're here.
All right, here we go. Let's start with Kenny because he's the closest. Coprolite. What's that mean?
It's an Italian word, and it means to cop a feel in the club. Hmm. Coprolite.
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah.
It is Cobra Commander's favorite light beer. He's like, damn!
You son of a bitch, you took two of
That was like, so close to what I was going to say.
No.
No, but you got the Cobra Commander in there, which is better.
Cobra!
I wasn't going to mix the two. I had a plan A and a plan B, and you took them both. That is brilliant. Oh, okay.
Plan A was light beer, and plan B was Cobra?
No. Cobra was the first one, and then light beer was going to be the second. But let's see. Coprolite. Okay, Coprolite is the latest shitty perfume being put out by Britney Spears, but she's also bringing her sister, Jamie Lynn, into it. It's made from cobra poison, or venom, and it really clears up your pimples, too, by burning off your skin. That's the best I could come up with last minute. He took all, both of them.
These are the ramblings of a mad one.
That's all I had left. Right. Coprolite.
That was a mouthful.
You need another drink over there, Jill?
No, I want my answer back. I need to sign. I didn't want to say skip, so go on. Pete, you're next.
Fuck.
Lou's got the vapors.
Coprolite.
Yeah.
It's
Ooh-wee.
It's pronounced Coprolite. It's... was coined by Francis Ford Coppola, and it's to describe the movies of Sofia Coppola and Nick Cage as the subpar Coppola movies.
Ah, the Coppola lights.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So never quite reached that level.
What about Gia Coppola?
That's deep. I respect that.
She's the next one that's making films now.
That's a deep one.
Yeah. All right, so let me start off by telling you. Coprolite, petrified reptile dung.
I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
This is reptile
doo doo. Oh, yeah.
I swear.
Lizard
poop.
Yeah.
Old doo doo.
Old doo doo. All right, cats.
Can you make jewelry out of it?
For jewelry, yeah.
You do, yeah.
Who got the point?
Cats.
It's weird.
So, you're starting this next one. Fred Gutierrez.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do?
Gutierrez.
What did he do? He scored the goal. All
right. I dig it.
Fred
Gutierrez.
He is only the greatest polo player ever to play on the back of a sheep. He brought the game to a whole new level by bringing sheep into it. No one ever thought of it, and it was brilliant. Brilliant.
I mean, the Air Bud played in the NFL, right?
Yeah, come on. Word. Back of a sheep, come on. Who would have thought of it?
Fred,
that's right. Frederick Gutierrez.
Fred Gutierrez was a soldier at the Alamo who
promptly defected. Like, what is your name, gringo? Fred, Gutierrez? I'm on your team.
I was going the exact opposite of that. He was on the Mexican team, right? And he was just first border jumper.
First border jumper in history.
Like, he looked back and forth, took his shit off, and ran.
You guys are, you're all wrong. He was that guy that waited, that bust your table last Tuesday night when you were at that restaurant. Fred Gutierrez.
You got the music, Lou.
Fred Gutierrez.
Would you like more chips?
You'll see
his, are you all good for agua here?
You'll see his cousin Juan out mowing your lawn in the summer.
All right, I'm going to give that to Kim.
What was it?
Fred really invented in-store surveillance that mounts inside the head of a mannequin.
There's cameras.
The original
in there?
Snitch.
That's a very particular market. I need a surveillance cam in the head of a mannequin. What do you own? Like a fucking department store? Like,
do you need that mannequin to come to life too and fall in love with Andrew McCartney? Because we have those in stock.
I'll take two of those.
Not with you, Andrew McCartney.
They're all Kim Cattrall in her prime.
Mm-hmm. All right. Prime. Pete's favorite, but luckily we're starting with Jillian. Mm-hmm. NAMP.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, why do I keep saying the N-word in my head when I say head? Jesus. I'll say Negroes against manpower.
Okay.
Negroes against manpower. That's my answer.
It's a lesser-known group, right?
Yeah, it's like the NAACP, but, you know.
This was in March of the Penguins. It was nasty-ass masturbating penguins.
Ooh.
Damn.
They run the greatest cut. Yeah.
You're all wrong. It's the Naked Ass's monthly planner. It's a little pocket calendar for tight buttockses.
For tight buttockses?
Yeah, I give them as Christmas gifts every year. Make that booty clap. Why don't you?
It's the Sacred Order of the National Alliance. All right, let me just stop for a second.
All right.
I want to say Sacred Order just to make it cool, but my bad. It's the, what's NA? National Alliance of Monster Penises.
A Sacred Order.
Magnum
indeed.
Penises, bro. It's
this big. I mean, huge.
Pete, what did you say again?
It was something about penguins.
Nasty, masturbating.
Nasty, yes, masturbating.
I think I like Jill's. I'll give her a point.
No, thanks,
and
Lou.
I'm just going to interject and say that what I initially went to was uber racist.
Of course it was.
And my thought was, niggers ain't my people.
Damn.
Were you really hoping that's what I was going to say? I said, God, I keep
you
using
said
the N-word.
About N-word.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, please, Jillian, say it.
That
say
just
it.
Inspired me.
Oh, good. I'm glad I can inspire.
The true answer, National Association of Mature People.
Mm.
All right, Pete.
Yeah.
The movie.
My second least favorite.
The Apple.
The Apple. It's the secret backstory of Isaac Newton and his secret love affair with the apple that once struck him.
I believe.
He was like the son of Sam. It gave him secrets. Mm. It hit him in the head and went, gravity.
All right, Ken.
It was the true story of Johnny Appleseed, and he was a guy who just went around the country laying pipe and spreading seeds.
Spreading his apple seed.
And it was about one of his famous bastards.
It was the first porn star. His real name is Johnny Apple. He added the seed.
Johnny Apple.
I like it.
It's the French translation to The Crying Game.
The French response to The Crying Game is what you meant.
He pointed to his Adam's apple.
The apple.
Adam's apple.
I like
Le
that.
Apple.
I don't get it.
In The Crying Game, there was a dude banging, he had a dick at the end. That was the big payoff.
What? He's a dude. Of course he's a dick.
No, he was.
You think he's a girl the whole time, though?
The Crying Game? What the fuck is that? I've never even heard
of it. Oh, my God.
Bullshit.
Swear to God. Scott.
Everyone knows.
They played the song in Dumb and Dumber. Ace Ventura, remember?
Ace Ventura.
I know all the boy George there is to know about the crying game.
Down.
Yeah,
I'm just still wowed that you consider Surprise Dick a payoff.
We all know his secret wish in life.
Hey, look, you know, I know you're not, you don't know the,
you're
the
watching
movie lingo.
80 minutes of dumb shit, and then finally, you finally get the dick.
Well, have you ever watched? Have you watched the movie? Have you ever watched the movie?
No.
That's how you felt the end. Like, there's a dick. Thank God. All
right, that explains everything. I'm
okay,
good.
This was boring up until that guy had a dick.
Okay. It was the apple. The apple is
the story of Adam and Eve and the garden written from the apple's perspective, where he claims that he was the mastermind behind it all, and Satan ain't shit.
Hail apple.
Hail apple.
I'm going to start off by saying the apple is about God saves two folk singers from an evil record producer called Mr. Boogaloo.
I was also going to go with the answer of it's Fiona Apple's reality show that's going to be on Lifetime Television.
All right, so
that's called Mopey Dash. Right,
I think I remember Ken's being the one that was the funniest, right? What was yours?
Johnny Appleseed. That was
Johnny Appleseed laying that pipe.
Johnny Apples.
That's the one.
That wasn't the true answer. Sorry, I was just.
Oh no, it absolutely was the correct miles answer. Away.
I could have sworn I saw that movie.
If the question was whose memoirs were called the apple, then maybe.
Whose memoirs?
Memoirs.
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 That's getting cut, don't worry.
No, that's how we're saying that word from now on. Memoirs.
I'm cleaning it up. Memoirs.
What? Oh, no, we're back.
Memoirs. Lower it down a bit. Memoirs. Sound good?
Nice. Yeah, that's how you said it.
It'll be like, if you had said memoirs. Then you would have got it right.
Everyone quiet, let's get one clean.
Memoirs.
Chocolate rain.
Now you have to put that in.
Pretty much, I can't get rid of it now. Alright, so Ken's up. In the state of Washington, it's illegal to try and catch
crabs. down below.
It's illegal to try and catch
a tiger by its toe.
I like it. I've heard that one.
Heeny, meeny, miny, moe ends real quick.
In the state of Washington,
oh yeah,
it's illegal to try to catch Bill Gates. You know, it's like he's like a little genius leprechaun. You just want to catch him, have him, bring him now. Fix it, asshole. My Windows is acting up. Fix it. You made it. You fix it. So it's legal to try to catch him.
He's not living on like a flying island or something like
that? Or some edge of some
sort?
It
is an island in Washington State, like in the middle of something.
Just like a giant blimp that just circles the state.
Yeah. No.
I'm sure he has something.
Yeah. All right.
What was it again?
In Washington, it's legal to try and catch
a mall. You can't catch them all after the anti-Pokemon ordinance of 1998.
Them
you just
all.
Just can't catch them all.
Just can't catch them all. I gotcha.
No, it's not them all. It's M all.
M all.
I thought he said
a mall,
like a shopping
mall. Yeah.
He said
M all.
You can't catch them all.
And when we repeat, I was like, all right, he's talking about Pokemon.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, I like
it. This is a tough one, but I think I'm going to give it to Tiger by its toe.
That was pretty good. What's the true answer?
It's legal to try and catch a fish by throwing a rock at it.
What dummies?
Okay, that's not really catching a fish; it's killing it.
Well, first of all, that seems like a highly effective way.
I'm throwing a rock at it. I'm a kill good.
Get a big enough rock.
I'm gonna get me a salmon.
They're not trying to kill it by blunt force, but to crush it.
Yeah. Like, who's catching this shit, Lenny?
Yeah.
You know?
George. We're going to catch him and scale him and grill him up good. Are we going to the farm, George?
Tell me again about the trout.
No, I'm sorry, you're wrong. It's not Lenny, it's George. George is the retarded one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Lenny.
No, Lenny's the dumb one.
He keeps saying Lenny, right? Oh, no, George.
Which
George,
way did he go, George?
My bad, Lenny. Yeah. He's so stupid.
I believed you for a second. Like, man, I only read that like twice.
Yeah, I had to think about it too. Yeah, Pete's right.
All right, so you know what that means. End of round one.
There should really be something. There we go. There we go.
That was the end of round one. Yes. Now we're going to round two.
Exactly.
You all know what to do.
Are we all sick of this song yet?
Cat has two.
It's actually growing on me. I'm coming to terms with it.
Kenny is tied for first, and Jill has a single point, but Pete has none.
Hmm.
Ooh, salute that arrow. You gotta salute.
Last one to salute takes a drink.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
That should be the game in the room. At home, if you're listening and you don't salute, take a sip.
All right. Kat, I think you're up.
All right, let's do it.
Perlicue.
A perlicue?
Perlicue.
Perlicue is...
Did this just dump the cat?
It did. For a sec.
I'm still waiting for him to steal whatever's in my mind because he's a warlock.
Stop it.
You're such a warlock.
If it gets any laughs, you'll say I stole it. All right. Perlicue is like kind of like Cialis, you know? Just gives you boners.
The latest from GlaxoSmith. Perlicue. Mm-hmm. For your boner.
Don't take any heart problems. Because you're going to get a fat boner.
It is a boner medicine.
May cause blindness and deafness.
Headaches.
Baldness or death.
You want erections like a black power fist? Take Perlicue. Don't take if you have diabetes, eczema, fucking...
a heart condition. Heart palpitation. Need oxygen to but, live.
Just generally like sex. Don't take it. All right.
Generally like sex. Right.
Perlicue. Well, that's just a really fancy barbecue. That's all that is.
It's a white barbecue. No pork.
Jillian, are you coming to the Perlicue?
Oh, of course.
Of course, mother.
Why is my mom talking in a deep voice?
She speaks like Oliver Twist English. I'll have more, please.
I couldn't do the same voice twice.
Can I have some more?
You know?
Mother, can I please go to the Perlicue?
Can I go to the Perlicue? Can I have seconds?
Can I have a second Perlicue, mother?
Pete, Perlicue.
Still got nothing? We can talk more about the Perlicue commercial for Cialis.
Perlicue was the name of famous snooker player Minnesota Fats Pool Cue. It's made of pure pearl. That's all I got.
Snooker?
Yeah. Pool.
You guys
I didn't know that was the name.
That's the name of the game.
You guys didn't read enough thing. Greek mythology, because Perlicue is just Hercules' pretty brother.
Perlicue!
You may be strong, brother, but you're not as pretty as yeah, I.
Dude, he's the pretty one.
Look, yes. That's where we get the term pearly whites.
Yeah, dude. Exactly.
Perlicue.
What was Perlicue?
The area between the thumb and first finger.
Ooh!
Perlicue! We all have Perlicues. Yeah. Oh, we're all fancy.
Look at my Perlicue exactly. Right now.
We're not all fancy. I take it back.
All right. I think I'm giving that to Jill.
Really?
Just because I like that whole thing we did after the fact.
But his Perlicue thing with the Cialis was pretty awesome.
It was good, but I don't
Stop
know.
Stop trying to give me points. That's why I love just, you, baby.
Yeah. All right. Emerald Clayton. What did he do?
Emerald Clayton?
Yeah.
The true Emerald Lagasse. Emerald Lagasse stole his shit. Emerald Clayton has been like... put him bang on barbecue for years, and Emerald just showed up at his place one day and said, oh, this guy's got a good joint. I think I want to steal it and get myself a Whole Food Network empire.
Yeah, right.
What's All the right. guy's name?
Emerald Clayton.
He was the finest architect in the land of Oz and was the one whom which the Emerald City was named for. It's the Emerald City. Mm. Often mistaken.
I like it. And you got a golf clap out of it.
I'll take it. Yeah. It's more than I've gotten all night.
Emerald Clayton is a 45-year-old black guy who caught the biggest catfish down in Louisiana last year.
He really does sound like that.
I read that in the newspaper. 45 pounds. If
you're wondering. You're wondering.
Big old catfish.
Emerald Clayton was the man that was... He had the job of deciding how many S's the word Mississippi had.
We left that up to old Emerald. Yeah, to old like, Emerald.
All right, you want some power? You can decide how many S's the stupid state name has.
A million!
Yeah. All right.
We're really confounded by the name of this state. Hole and Emerald.
It's definitely a
we need an expert in here.
There's definitely a baker's dozen of S's.
So how big was the gator that this guy caught or whatever he did?
Emerald, and we should all thank him, the inventor of the pull tab on canned drinks.
I salute you, sir.
I'm drinking from a bottle, sir.
Yeah, I like
we bottles, could be drinking brother. Nice Coke from a bottle all this time. We got these shitty cans.
Fuck you, Emerald Lagasse. Whatever
you yeah, ban yourself, kid.
I'm nominating that for name of the episode. Fuck you, Emerald Lagasse.
All right, I think I'm giving that to Ken for the nigga who caught the most scrimps or something.
Biggest catfish.
Catfish. He caught something out of the bayou.
He caught crabs.
Who started that one? Was it Ken?
Jillian.
Yeah, it was me, yeah.
Pete DMC. Here's a hint. Oh, no, that's too good a hint. Never mind. Sorry. I can't even do it. I'm cutting that out.
I don't need to know what it actually means. That wouldn't win nothing. When I got mugged, I chased after the guy yelling, DMC, drop my cash!
DMC! DMC!
DMC! I don't have a lot of time here.
It's what you say to a hoe after you give her the backhand. That's my cheddar.
All right. Cats?
It's basically the show. It's Drunken Murky Creations.
What show?
This show.
Yeah, this show. It's Drunken Murky Creations.
Oh, okay.
It's like, what did we do last week?
You went really highbrow with the name of the show.
For the DMC podcast.
I thought you were saying there's a show called that.
No, I'm saying.
And I'm like, oh.
I'm saying that it is what this show is every week. It's like, hey, when Lou edits it, it's like he's hearing it for the first time. It's like, what happened?
All right.
It's all good for me.
DMC.
Diminutive Man Convention. It's a convention for really small men.
Fred's.
Fred is silent, the president.
Silent Durfs.
The old Midge convention.
Now, I was going to tell Pete, you're probably a member of this. As the clue. DMC is Dull Men's Club.
He's car carrying member.
Dull Men's Club.
Who told you?
But I was like, no.
It was a nice secret society we had there once.
I was like, somebody might actually get it right if I.
What do they do at their club meetings?
I don't know.
We think.
Jack shit.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Disrupt each other.
It's kind of like a doctor's waiting room. They all just sit there and read magazines they don't want to read.
Not interesting not ones. Like Better Homes and Gardens.
No, worse. Like 6 month packs of Reader's Digest and Prevention magazine.
It's like every 15 minutes one of them will go out and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, I read a very interesting article in National Geographic. I don't remember.
Don't tell me about it.
I don't remember it.
All right, next one.
Fascinating.
Wait, we didn't pick a winner. I think Kenny got it. But that's my cheddar.
The backhand?
Yes. And bitch is getting slapped.
Yeah. I went real life with that, Lou.
I was thinking for DMC, do Mad Coke.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
All right, Ken.
Sir.
The movie, Don't Get Me Started.
Yeah, it's one of those old black lady films where it's just them talking about the old days and don't get me started.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got.
Film about Jill's mother.
I didn't want to say that.
Woo wee. It's so powerful, hot out. Don't even get me started.
She fans herself furious. Get me a mint julep and don't get me started.
Does my mom have like multiple personalities now?
Yes.
Right. You have multiple.
She flip flop between, you know, straight out of the, you know, the palace and.
Depends, is she at the debutante ball or not?
Right.
Or is she at church?
Exactly. Cats, don't get me started.
It was the original Les Jewy name for the show Seinfeld.
That would have been Don't Even Get Me Started.
That's the Les Jewy name?
Don't Even Get Me Started.
Well, Seinfeld's pretty fucking
Seinfeld. Yeah. That's about as Jewy as it gets. Okay. Gotta hit the Jew drive.
Let's see, this is the one that I got.
If you don't give it back right now, I'm going to break your fucking Jew legs right here.
Is that what you were looking for?
No.
Was it the Jew gold one?
Didn't you have the good Jew drop?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't have any drops.
You didn't have a Joe Pesci?
Oh, that's Brian's.
Yeah, that's
Brian. Oh, he had the good Jew drop.
I'm like, man, Kenny wants me to break some
Brian can't hold his bladder for five more minutes.
Yeah, he's like a fucking old man.
All right. Jillian, don't get me started.
Don't get me started is the story of a nymphomaniac. Can't control herself. Don't get her started.
Mm. Otherwise, you got to finish her off.
Over and over and over again.
Could take a while.
Sounds like a good movie.
Yeah.
All right. Full title is actually Speed 3, Don't Get Me Started. And it stars Herbie the Love Bug, who has a bomb planted under his trunk. And Keanu Reeves stars as the mechanic trying to get him started.
Is that slutty little blonde in this one, too?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I want to see this movie.
But Herbie's just going, don't get me started.
Oh, dude. I really want to see this flick now. Don't get me started, people.
Ken, you gave the one about Jillian's mother? Right?
Jillian's mama?
Yeah. That's the point.
You gave him Joe Mama jokes.
That beat... The less Jewy Seinfeld?
That beat my speed 3?
Yes.
I said nymphomaniac. I get nothing.
Don't Get Me Started is about an insurance salesman who becomes obsessed with murder after he quits smoking.
That could be the story again.
Yeah. All right, cats.
Been there.
Let's do it.
In Sault Ste. Mary, Michigan, it's a criminal offense to spit.
Hot fire.
Mm.
Dylon is no longer allowed.
Good old Dylon. Yo, I used to work at a record store.
And did you spit hot fire?
No, no. But
we did.
This group of hipster-looking kids came in. Yo, you got that new Dylon Dilliger album? And like, excuse me? Like,
did you at like, the time Dylon? Know who they were talking about?
No, no, not at all. And then when they told me who it was, I'm like, that nigga? Like,
we want the really dumb guy from the Puff Daddy house.
I just started cracking up. I laughed so hard, I had to get the fuck out, and someone else had to help him. Like, these niggas want that fucking...
Dylon, 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 Dylon.
Alright.
I would love to see what that guy's doing right now.
Jack shit. Probably sucking some dick for some crack.
Do you think he's slinging hot dogs in New York City?
Yeah. He's probably like, I'll suck your dick for a dollar. But I'm going to spit it like hot fire.
Hot fire.
But he won't swallow.
No, no, I don't want the dragon dick this time.
There's one exception. Yeah. All right. I think Jill's next,
it's
right?
It's in Weber, Salt, something, Michigan.
It's a criminal offense to spit.
To spit your tobacco on the sidewalk.
Tobacco.
It's illegal to spit roast a pig. And by that, I mean double team emphatic.
Whoa.
Mm. That should be.
That
illegal.
Could be the law.
Yeah.
It's a little rusty after
not a college town. It's not a college
not town. A college
That's Salt Lake, Michigan. Yeah, but I really think the law is it's illegal to spit the cum out if the guy paid for the blowjob.
Sorry, Dylon.
I
gotta swallow, man. Those are the rules.
Sorry, Dylon.
If the guy paid... You gotta swallow.
Second nominee for episode name, Sorry Dylon.
So, what is it?
You can't spit into the wind.
That's not law, that's just common sense.
Yeah. I think I like the Dylon Dillinger stuff.
Did I see you spit into the wind, son?
Oh, I'm sorry, son. You are under arrest.
Don't you know that's against the law?
What's up next?
All right, so at the end of the second card, the end of the game.
Oh, that was the end of the game?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Kenny ran away with it. He's our winner.
Hot hand this week.
Runner up, Cats.
How many points?
3 points.
Spray it to me, bro. 3 points, all right. Who finished third?
Jill. And then
Lou hates your fucking sense of humor.
He
dude.
Does.
Week in, week out, Lou gives you not 1 point. You hate that, Pete.
Lou,
no,
like
don't
Lou,
stop, but you hate that.
Yeah, it's not like Lou particularly
like,
loves
I get
Ray.
It.
No, I mean, you won the game, man.
It's usually
we're all thinking clever, and Ken's like, I don't know. It's a movie about Lou's mom. He's like, you get the point! That's funny!
Well, yeah, that's funny, Pete. I'm sorry you don't understand humor.
I'm sure people mocked Christopher Columbus when he thought he was going to go around the world. Right?
You'll never get to India.
Oh, little sour grapes over here.
Well, you know what, Pete? Like, you've openly admitted to...
He's...
Two of the categories, like you say, you don't do well at.
Yeah, I'm honest.
So that's almost half the game.
Just saying, you know? Middle of the game, he's like, "Yo."
So you really gotta go. You really gotta go over the top. if you're only like really competing in half the game.
Anyway, so Ken's the winner.
Ken's
the
winner.
I feel like this victory is tarnished after this argument.
Only one horse in the race, you say?
It's not tarnished too bad. I mean, you got this.
Feels less tarnished now.
My nigga Kenny won again. Yeah. He's gonna go and get drunk after this, and he's gonna probably buy a hooker someday.
Whoa.
Am I wrong?
He said buy, not kill.
Right.
I feel like she's some kind of chattaloo.
Yo, do you got candy pegged?
Dude, that's fucked up, bro.
All right. I'll salute you, though. That's definitely the theme music. Are we doing the...
Ken drinks.
He does drink.
Now, I'll play it home. Now, are we going to do a commercial?
Let's go to a commercial break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this.
Hey, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
In the beginning, there were two good friends from Houston, Texas.
You're a cumbag.
He's my friend.
It's a melon.
You're a melon.
What do I look like?
I don't know. Someone with no depth.
There was Tony B.
I like dick. I'm gay. Man, that's a lot of cum, man.
And then there was Nat.
Thank God I have AIDS. They might as well face rape you. Why don't you just swallow it as it goes instead of building it up?
They felt like they had something important to say.
Every woman has a fantasy.
Cum makes the world go round.
Why does everything have to be cum flavored?
How would you get hard looking at your own shit?
They wanted to pass on some sage wisdom to the youth of the world.
Fuck you. Just because you're young and stupid.
AIDS goes hand in hand with friendship.
Kick that kid in the face, man. And I don't care if I would have gotten in trouble. Where the hell are you getting all this inspirational bullshit?
This drive to be role models would eventually form the Lo-Fi Show.
God, these guys are terrible. And they're assholes.
This is freaking magic, and you're going to shit all over it?
Go to thelofishow.com. Listen to them on Stitcher, iTunes, and on most podcast apps. Follow them on Twitter at The Lo-Fi Show.
Because we're almost done with the damn show, and I don't want to fucking, like, look at it, man.
Those are our buddies at Lo-Fi Show.
How they get the chick from all those Resident Evil movies to do their commercial?
Because it's got to awesome. Be like a little program where you just type shit in.
You're all going to die down here.
Welcome to Umbrella Corp.
But they just had their 50th episode.
They sound fucking hilarious.
Yeah, check them out. Good guys. But if you like heavy metal, they also intro and outro with heavy fucking metal.
Heavy fucking metal.
Yeah.
Gotta add F-bomb to make it.
Talk
one
about
last here. Time, Lou, where can you find them?
Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes. They're all over the fucking place.
Cool.
And what do you say
the
we?
The Lo-Fi Show, spelled L-O-F-I.
Mm-hmm. What do you say we do some stupid people?
Yeah. Ba 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 da 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 da.
Stupid people.
All right, let's start off in Louisiana, where a family argument ended in bloodshed after a man realized they were out of orange juice and shot his son in the butt.
Was it with a 22?
357 revolver.
Oh, that's not fatherly love.
No,
was it fucking Jebediah Freeman?
the man's name, Eldridge Dukes.
Damn.
He confronted his 18-year-old son about the lack of OJ in their Baton Rouge home.
And then turned his fucking ass to fucking hamburger
meat. The fight escalated, spilled out into the streets.
What could he even be fighting about?
Where he put a bullet in the butt cheek.
Probably took like the last swig right in front of his dad. That's probably what did it.
Glug.
Yeah, deal with it, old man.
It's like, yeah, is there any OJ left? Like, gloop, gloop, gloop.
Nope.
Drops the container.
But go after your kid with a belt or something.
A belt, a switch.
Extension cord.
Father's like, nah, he's bigger and meaner than me. I had to shoot his ass.
Literally shoot his ass.
You eat a dick, nigga! You eat a dick!
Was that the way you
was
for?
Heard nope. On scene.
Alright, next story is another local. Another Long Island story.
A yokel local?
A yokel local.
I like it.
So, this guy, Kirk Sikorsko, was dating a woman named Isis.
And he's a terrorist later.
And he decided to tattoo her name, well, they tattooed each other's names, on their lower lips.
Lips?
What? Inside
lower lip.
Okay.
Very awkward positioning. They have since broke up, and he decided to show the tattoo to a coworker at the Home Depot that he works at, and he was fired. Because apparently wearing the name of a terrorist organization on your lower lip is frowned upon.
Damn.
What about the name of your ex-girlfriend? That's shitty, too. If you, just say you had a tattoo. Would you rather have your girlfriend's name or just a name of like something that everyone hates?
You either have an ex-girlfriend or like Bin Laden.
The dentist.
Yeah. Like 9/11 was a hoax. So you're
a lower lip.
Yeah. I'm saying, what would be worse? I feel that the woman's name, fuck that. Because no one can say you're a bitch if you have the like the terrorist name.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have your political views, we have ours.
I respect it.
At least you're a man about it.
No.
Like, you got this chick's name tattooed on you,
what a
and she
bitch.
Wasn't your mother or your grandmother? You a bitch.
I would choose the girl's name, because you might be able to change that, like, put a have rose somebody over do, it. Like, a... Or something.
Here, there's not much to work with. Here. Yeah.
Where are you putting it?
You're dating an ISIS, and you may get lucky and meet an Iris one
like,
day.
Like, alright, like, can you change the name Alicia to, like, alopecia or something? Anything, but yeah. Bin Laden, like...
This nigga really wants his hair back.
That's why I got bald.
Read you can't lip. Change Bin Laden to BLT?
Right, I don't know.
It's a big that's, gap yeah. of letters there.
No, man. It's like the B and the L and the T.
Auden.
I don't think you understand how tattooing works, sweetheart.
BLT Laden.
About words work.
I don't know what BLT Laden would mean.
Fries on the side.
All right. Well, Home Depot claims that it wasn't based on the tattoo, the firing. But I'm pretty sure no matter what you have tattooed on your lower lip, fire the guy who's got a tattoo on his lip.
I know plenty of people have tattoos on their lips, and
of
they're
course
successful.
You do, Ken.
They're more successful than you.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right, what's going on now?
Yeah. Lou?
All right.
Not me, him.
Next story.
Lou!
Don't look at me.
Lou, tell us something now.
Go for it.
Direct us, Lou.
All right, you want to do a story about a bank robber?
I love it.
These are always good. A man named Stanley Getty from Florida, no surprise, showed up in a cab to a bank.
Of the Manhattan Gettys, by any chance?
I doubt it.
Okay, just checking.
I doubt it.
I don't know. His...
Of the gas station Gettys? Of the...
I doubt that, too.
The Daytona Beach Gettys.
I'm going to go ahead and say the Tallahassee Gettys.
Oh, those poor fucking motherfuckers.
The 46-year-old man arrived at the Central City Bank, and he owed the cab driver $25. So he told the cab driver, I'll take care of you when I come out. He then walked in the bank and said, I'm here to rob the bank. Guess what? Didn't go well. He claimed he was carrying a .357 and a C4 plastic explosives. Said he would blow the place to kingdom come if he didn't get $100,000. Problem is, he was fall down drunk.
Did he also have the 9 kills in a row to have a chopper gun or two? Like, come on.
He had a 5-star wanted rating. Police showed up. First person they ran across was the cab driver.
What's up?
I wonder what all the tittering over there is about.
They're making out again.
I'm in a tittering mood.
They got lost in each other's eyes again.
Right. Sorry.
He gave me a dreamy stare. I liked it.
He's giving him the cutie eye again.
Why can't you cutie keep it on the DL there, Pete.
I respond well to that, Pete. Fuck you. Who are you to judge me? Look, what's up with you?
Look, I'm not
today,
one to
bro.
Come between right. romantic love here.
No,
exactly.
You're trying to.
Kenny's going to go back. Dear Diary. Big self-esteem boost tonight.
I learned I can probably get more dudes on Grindr than Lou.
Yeah.
I mean, Pete, if I'm not trying to get in between it, why are you?
I'm not. I'm just acknowledging the moment.
This little motherfucker, Lou, is going to make fun of me. He's going to go, he's going to be sitting home crying over his phone at a Tinder, at a Grindr, sorry, that has no gay guys hitting him up.
I don't deny it.
You are. Gonna be crying over that.
Anyway, cop showed up. First person they came across was the cabbie, who was like, this motherfucker stiffed me, and they promptly caught the guy who had neither a gun nor explosives. Turns out he was just really drunk.
The cabbie ratted him out?
The cabbie ratted him out.
Fuck him.
He owed the cabbie $25.
He was trying to get it.
He wasn't doing very good.
He was almost there.
At least bring in, like, a fucking airsoft or something.
And he also had 2 probation violations.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to rob a bank or stiff a cabbie on probation.
I mean, how do you even get a sentence out? Like, here to rob bank.
My name is Rob, and I'm here to bank. I mean, I'm here to bank, Rob. I mean...
Give me money!
Stick him up.
What's next?
All right, there's a white lady in New York City. Lou, you're going to have to help me out with this one.
Yeah.
I read this one. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
All right. So I guess let me try to sum it up for you. This bitch got in trouble, I guess, for trying to put herself in the shoes of a black person.
Into the plight of the black man.
And she did that by putting on some fucking novelty afro. She's back in the news again because her latest business venture is preschool for adults.
Adult preschool.
I would like
in Brooklyn.
I was going to say, is this lady live in Brooklyn? Thank you. Thank you.
Of course it's really Brooklyn.
I bet you there's a lot of dumb girls there. I'd like to go to this.
They do show and tell. They do arts and crafts. They do finger painting. They do musical chairs. And they have nap time.
And the kicker is, it starts at $333.
And it ends at $1,000.
Yeah.
Seems like a good price range.
This is a sliding scale.
It's a sliding range, yes.
Do you want a finger paint, it's going to be another $500.
Look, if you want the opportunity to make macaroni necklaces... $333 is
and what the price of $1,000 get you.
Nap time, and you probably get the finger paint.
Finger bang?
Paint. Don't get ahead of yourself.
$1,000
to just play like a child.
I'll go to public preschool.
Yeah,
no, show up. Ken, you're not allowed there. They told you that you're not allowed to show up on school property like that anymore.
Motherfucker, I don't have kids and I pay my taxes. I'm going to adult preschool.
And instead of an afro, she wears a unicorn horn made of construction paper.
She good looking at least.
She looks like
or she just crazy.
That's her right there.
No, yeah, she's just crazy though.
She kind of looks like
she's good looking. Definitely,
she likes My Little Pony or something.
Yeah.
She looks way sluttier.
Now I kind of want to go take nap time with her.
There's got to be a secret under the table sexual element to this, right?
They're
not crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna finger paint is hand job.
Wah.
What in God's name was that?
Finger banging and also old westy kind of.
What were you finger banging?
It's like when you take out when you take out the two guns. You're like.
Gonna finger bang bang you into my life.
Sorry. Yes. All
right. Yeah.
Are you not on board or what's happening?
No.
What's happening?
I'm all about finger banging.
Maybe not doing the old Cactus Jack about it.
Two at once.
You look like the goddamn old school trains. It's the weirdest finger banging motion I've ever seen.
You mean like the old school like choo choo? Like,
yeah. Yeah, dude.
What's next?
Exactly like that. Actually like that. Thank
I like
you.
That. Now I've got a gimmick. I'm going to show up with a top hat. And
you're welcome. You need a pocket watch.
Tie ladies down to the tracks or something.
Call your mustache. All
right, we got another
bag. I just came from Famous Dave's.
3-bit blackout.
We got another bank robber story.
All right.
This is a California man, Andrew Gilbertson, who pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity for trying to rob a bank. He's 40 years old. He disguised himself by wearing a hat and a pink child's backpack before slipping a note to bank tellers demanding money. He also said it was the Virgin Mary who told him to dress that way.
Why not?
She's always full of good ideas.
Bad fashion advice.
Now, while sitting on the stand during his trial... He said he was hearing the Virgin Mary again, who was telling him, you know what would be a good idea?
Eat your poo.
Eat his poo?
Scarf it, brah.
And guess what he did while on the witness stand?
Eat his poo.
He ate his poo.
Like his neck pack?
Bad advice from the
He's faking
Mary.
It.
He ate his poo.
He's definitely faking it.
Like a snack pack?
No, people are wise to that now.
Yeah.
People are, ever since training day, people are on the lookout for that.
For what? Faking the crazy?
You don't remember that story in training day? Where the one judge tells that the guy had packed his ass with peanut butter.
Oh, yes.
And then on the day, he just took a big... This guy legit ate
his
turd.
Yeah, he ate his poop. He reached into his pants, removed a handful, and went to town on it.
Not a fan.
Yeah, he was previously convicted of sexual assault, by the way.
Of course he was.
When the Virgin Mary tells you to eat shit.
You say how much.
Exactly.
Here's a photo of the man.
Ick.
This is pretty much the best word to describe it.
I say fucking give him the fire squad.
Yes.
Don't give him the fire
Send that motherfucker to Utah. Yeah.
Give him the fucking, a rubber room.
Nah, bullets are a dollar.
No, I don't feel like...
You gotta kill it, Lou. You gotta kill it.
I say don't even give him a blank. Give him 5 bullets.
California's got a deficit issue.
Which, you know what? Real quick, jumping back to that. If you got to choose, I'd be like, all right, I want death by, trebuchet.
trebuchet.
What's that?
I want to be launched over a football field.
It's kind of like a catapult.
Oh, if they do it those depends on what pumpkins.
It's a catapult that uses counterweights to launch.
Oh, I know what it is.
Just want to get fired out of the prison and just,
you think you can land it and survive, don't you?
You ever hear a pumpkin chucking?
Yeah, that's
if they could paint the giant target, that'd be great.
All right, what's up next?
All right, final stupid person story.
Like O'Reilly, you're really getting me good with the trip.
I want you guys to look at a picture and tell me what you see. That's the picture right there.
See a face in a tree. It's a tree.
That looks like the rock biter.
Nature.
I see Jesus, bro.
Nature and
shit. I see Jesus.
It's a ticket hub tree, but in real life.
No, it's Jesus.
Groot?
The correct answer.
Nature and shit.
Jesus!
Jesus, bro!
It's not Jesus. Jesus is hot.
There's a landslide in San Francisco. Oh, San Francisco, Colombia. I didn't know that was a thing. And some people are claiming that the face of Jesus emerged.
Madre de Dios, Jesus!
They are now charging 2,000 pesos.
Jillian.
Guess
roughly 17 cents.
Flawless.
You are making jokes, but it actually is 79 cents in American money to have people come and see the picture of Jesus.
You go down there though, you're like 1,000,000 pesos. You're like, dude, you. I'm trying to buy some dinner. It sounds like you're telling me a fake price.
Yeah, bro, you hand over a debit card.
How many dollars do
you hand over a briefcase full of money to buy like some lollipops? It's like not a good look. You know, you gotta change your whole
stuff. That'll buy you two Bazooka Joes.
It's like you want to count it. It's like
where are you going? You know
what? Even if it isn't as much as two Dum Dums, whatever.
Bro, you got four suitcases full of money. Where are you going? Just buy some milk.
You drive up to McDonald's or where they have in Mexico, and you're like, oh, I'd like a Big Mac, and they're like, all right, there'll be 5,000,000 pesos. Oh, $2 cover it? Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, it's exactly the same price. Yeah,
and you get change.
I tell you what, though, if you going down to the strip club, you got to be just like balling. Just making it rain all over the place for days, and you only spent like $2.
They're like, are those pesos? And they just shake their heads at you, disappointed.
You come out like days later, you're like, man, I must have spent like 5-6K. You look at your bank statement, you're like, $13?
You wouldn't love that? Just like
8,800,000 pesos?
You could probably build like a throne out of it.
Currency charge, $5. You're like, I'm paying $18 to live like a king for 5 days?
Exactly. For $500, you can own this strip club.
Yeah.
I'd make it rain.
And not just like the building.
Everything. Make it rain.
Everything. Outside, I mean, everything. Take over the whole operation. Everything.
Beds, Man, I'd we'll give you the guys with the guns.
Arturo says, it's yours now.
Yeah.
I'd Scrooge McDuck that shit.
Like, I didn't even check his hand.
Just be swimming through a pile of change.
Yeah, lucky dime.
Right. Swimming through pesetas.
I bet you the pesos are rough and sharp, though, bro. You couldn't even swim through a pool of them.
They're probably like half of them are just bottle caps.
They're just carved seashells.
It's like shards of glass. Like,
this is a rock.
This is a broken Heineken.
This is a fucking old lady's tooth.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good one. That's worth $10,000.
Yeah, that's worth $25.
She had a filling, so...
It's a broken crack rock.
Then a knife fight breaks out for the villain.
Ayo, what's up next?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Is he in? All right.
You buzzkill.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Late to the Party. I don't have a joke.
We're having a good riff.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't care.
He's giving me the cutie eye.
The lesbian tongue. That's a lesbian tongue.
Guys,
he said earlier in the episode
that
he
got my first grinder hit.
Exactly. Brian said earlier in the episode that you're the only one he hasn't like had any romantic link to.
Yeah.
He's looking to rectify that. That's shit.
But
a new conquest.
Not in words.
He just looked Lou in the eye and gave him the international sign for cunnilingus.
Analingus.
Analingus.
Now he's got 5 punches on his card.
He said he'll eat your booty like groceries.
I'm a gangster nigga. Real niggas eat booty.
That's right.
Word up.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
All right.
Good shit, Lou.
All right.
You know what? Let me see what that butt's about.
There it is.
Lou, you better fucking keep your belt tight, bro.
And you know we haven't even
offer him a hand job.
Yeah. You know we haven't ended the show unless we end it like this.
In the butthole.
Lou, in this situation, you're the penguin, and he is a seal. Watch out.
Damn,
that's intimidating.
That is rough.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's up?
All right, now we're going to do the little hashtag game to come up with the name of tonight's episode.
Hashtag!
Who wants to go first? Anybody got something?
I got something.
Lou, you go first.
Hashtag cutie eye for the straight guy.
Damn! Ooh. Not beating that. Damn it.
Mine was hashtag seal rapes penguin.
It's just grim.
That's super grim.
Well, it was better than penguin rape survivor, so I mean, that was really grim. I mean, don't wear a tux unless you want it was my other one, so.
I like that better.
You want hashtag don't wear a tux unless you want it. There.
Alright.
I'm saying hashtag Lou watch your back, or hashtag he's on the prowl.
I'm going to say hashtag I'm Lou right here talking, not me. Fuck Pete's jokes. That's... Lou was hating you. I'm going back to before. Lou was hating on your shit. You got no points like 9 weeks in a row. He just doesn't like you.
I know.
I'm just saying you guys are killing it is all.
Are we that good? Or is it...
I'm pretty funny.
No, it's just probably that good.
All right.
I'm trying to think of what we even talked about earlier on.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times when I go back and listen to it, I'm like, all right, this was the definitive thing about the episode.
Yeah, I don't know about this hashtagging at the end, because I can't remember.
We can try. Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
Well, down. Like last week, you came up with a way better one after the fact.
Yeah. Well, what about the one that was said earlier, the hashtag sorry Dylon? That was good, too.
Hashtag sorry Dylon. I'll go with that.
Oh, which, by the way, I want to say a few things before you get out of here. Mm-hmm. One, the fans have responded to the call to action as far as iTunes reviews and such.
Good.
So thank you guys for doing that.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what do you think of those hashtags?
I think they all suck.
Yeah.
I hate Pete and Ken.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Lou, hashtag. Name it what you want.
All right.
Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Leave a comment. If you like the show, tell a friend, rate and review. On iTunes, on Stitcher, on PodcastNation.net, on YouTube. Check out the YouTube shit. Lou's killing it over there. We got a Tumblr.
And just in case you guys are wondering, like the Twitter has been geared a lot more towards podcasts, because that's where apparently everyone does their podcast shit.
Yeah.
And Tumblr is almost exclusively comic stuff. So if you have a preference.
Remember our catchphrase. Paint it black. They draw shit.
Right. Thank you, tits. Thank you. Insane Tape Show for the...
I never put the tits thing together.
Yeah.
I was just about to be like, yeah, boobies. Yeah.
I love titties.
You know, boobs don't get enough appreciation, so believe it or not.
I believe that. The booties had a good decade. Let's put the focus back on the tits.
Regardless of what happens now, Pete, you should salute something, because that's how we are going. Yeah,
I'm saluting titties. Boobs ho!
Yeah. I like Pete.
All right, so Ken, thanks for showing up. Don't diddle anybody.
Yeah, fuck off, Pete.
Jillian.
Scumbag.
Always a pleasure.
You're welcome.
We're getting the fuck out of here. So for me, Brian, and Lou, close the door behind you. I never had shit, had a heart, got a slit. Might as well rip it out. Got a dream, I ain't giving out. That's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Well, fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Send a car into a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and this bitch, don't remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own ditch. Stars of curse on the start. Doors head, big old eagles. Fire on, don't feel.